This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 9 and 10, covering Wisdom's House, Lady Folly, Memory of the Righteous, Love Covers All Offenses, and The Path to Life. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, shepherd of your people, you raised up James the just, brother of our Lord, to lead and guide your church. Grant that we may follow his example of prayer and reconciliation and be strengthened by the witness of his death. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading for the festival of St. James of Jerusalem is from Acts chapter 15. All the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, James replied, "Brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, 'After this, I will return, and I will rebuild the tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, that the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord. And all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes these things known from of old. Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write to them to abstain from the things polluted by idols, and from sexual immorality, and from what has been strangled, and from blood. For from ancient generations, Moses has had in every city those who proclaim him. For he has read every Sabbath in the synagogues. Then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders with the whole church to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas." This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. When Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there. Coming to his hometown, Jesus taught them in their synagogues, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household." And he did not do mighty, mighty works there because of their unbelief. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Lord. Jesus.
Amen.
For those of you who are seminary students or pastors, if you haven't done it yet, at some point, you will probably go home. The first sermon at home. These may be the people that you grew up with. These are probably the people who have supported you and who still support you. Going home is a surreal experience, frankly. Oh, look at him, he's so cute. I remember when he was so high. It's kind of hard to speak with authority to someone who has changed your diapers. That's what's going on, it would seem, in our text. In rhetoric, we would say they were questioning Jesus' ethos, his authority, his believability. Who does he think he is, after all? Isn't he the carpenter's son? Aren't these his family surrounding us right here? He acts as if he is something special. But we know otherwise. That's the sense you get from our text. That while Jesus has been telling parables and performing miracles and speaking the wisdom of God, all they can think is that he is just one of them and therefore has nothing useful to say. Our text even says he couldn't, or rather didn't, perform many miracles there because of their unbelief. What an odd text to celebrate, especially on the day of St. James the Just. The Bishop of Jerusalem, the reconciler, the one who tried to heal the rift, and who spoke for the church there in Acts 15. James was martyred for his faith, but his words, frankly, don't seem, at least to our ears, like they warrant that kind of a death. So perhaps we should ask ourselves the question, what is the scandal? What is it that causes them to question Jesus, to undermine him, to turn away from him, and even reject him unto death? It is the scandal of the ordinary. It is the scandal that comes from speaking the word of God in season and out of season, of teaching and preaching. That is the scandal. They can't handle it. It's too ordinary. It doesn't seem to make sense. Now, for us, this is not actually about James the Just. It is about Jesus and about the scandal of the cross. Because you see, our Lord, when he speaks, speaks not as the world speaks. The wisdom that he brings is not the wisdom of success or power. It is the wisdom that says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is the wisdom that says, be reconciled with your brother, even if it's hard, especially if it is hard.
It is the scandal of the God who sends his son to die so that you might live. We call that the scandal of the cross. In Jesus' day, he did not do many miracles in that place. But here, he does. Hidden, for sure, clothed in the ordinary, in those vessels of bread and wine, water and word. But in this place, through those seemingly insignificant, ordinary means, God does this work of bringing our Lord's saving death to you and to me. That's the scandal. That is what we, at the end of the day, rejoice in. And our authority as the church to preach and teach comes not from mighty acts that we have done, but because our Lord died and rose again from the dead. And he sends out preachers to send that ordinary and yet extraordinary message into the world so that all might live. Come to the feast. Come to rejoice in what the world has seen as scandal, and yet we know as the very life-giving bread. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Henry Motter, the son of Lori Motter, and Becky Fishbaugh, the mother of Kaylee Moss, as they both recover from open-heart surgery. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the coming of the kingdom through the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we may believe the word and live godly lives in service to our neighbor, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the proclamation of God's word throughout the world, that it may have free course and not be bound, and that God would break and hinder every evil plan and purpose that opposes the proclamation of his salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For deliverance from every evil of body and soul, that God would grant us safety and security and calm our troubling hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the lonely, the depressed, and those who struggle with addiction, that God would move his faithful people to surround those in need with love and support and point them to his promise that he never forsakes his own, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those afflicted with physical maladies, including Henry and Becky, that they would faithfully look to Jesus for healing, their deliverer and friend, confident in the knowledge that their sufferings in this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful witness of James of Jerusalem and all the saints who have gone before us, let us give thanks to the Lord, that we may find comfort in joyous promise of the resurrection and remain faithful until our last breath, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
the Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Give them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. In the communion of all your saints gathered into the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses, that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in the remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness has sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to a live broadcast of Morning Chapel from Cramer Chapel on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We now return to the best of Issues Etc. Thanks for listening.